Alleged Antifa ringleader to testify as 9 defendants face trial in ICE facility terrorism attack. By Randy Clark on February 17, 2026. Benjamin Hanel Song, the accused Antifa organizer behind the July 4, 2025, armed assault on the Prairieland ICE Detention Center, is expected to testify Tuesday as 9 defendants stand trial in Fort Worth on federal charges ranging from attempted murder of a federal officer to providing material support to terrorists. Court records show that the alleged Antifa ringleader in the organized attack and shooting will testify about events that led up to the shooting that left an Alvarado police officer seriously injured in the melee. The jury trial will be held at the historic Eldon B. Mahan United States Courthouse in downtown Fort Worth for 9 defendants facing federal charges related to the July 4, 2025 attack that authorities say involved a North Texas Antifa cell. The defendants face a myriad of federal criminal charges that include attempted murder of a federal officer, discharging a firearm during, in relation to, and in furtherance of a crime of violence, rioting, and providing material support to terrorists. The suspect was captured in Dallas, Texas, after an intensive manhunt that lasted for more than 10 days after the attack. The search for Song ended when a law enforcement task force comprised of Texas Rangers, FBI special agents, and Johnson County Sheriff's deputies located Song hiding at an apartment complex on the north side of the city. Court documents allege Song, a former United States Marine Corps reservist, and others named in a criminal complaint participated in the organized attack that began with fireworks being launched at the facility. The group allegedly vandalized several vehicles outside the facility prior to the shooting. The attack quickly progressed from vandalism to a shooting attack after officers exited the facility and additional law enforcement assistance arrived at the detention center. An Alvarado police officer responding to the call was shot in the neck shortly after exiting his marked patrol unit at around 11 p.m., according to the criminal complaint. In total, court documents allege 20 to 30 rounds were fired at the detention officers during the shooting. Investigators recovered multiple spent bullet casings in 5.56 caliber in 2 locations outside the facility. Police discovered a Franklin Arms 5.15 rifle discarded just west of the scene of the shooting and a second AR-15-style rifle abandoned in a wooded area close to the detention facility. Court documents indicate Song purchased both rifles. Authorities discovered a handgun and a magazine discarded near the scene as well. According to authorities, the ensuing investigation revealed Song and other defendants named in the complaint managed to acquire dozens of firearms and tactical equipment in the lead-up to the July 4 attack on the facility. Investigators discovered digital evidence showing the defendants used a Signal chat group to coordinate the attack, referring to the plans as the 4th of July party. In addition to Song, defendants at Tuesday's trial will include Savannah Batten, Cameron Arnold, Daniel Rolando Sanchez Estrada, Ines Soto, Elizabeth Soto, Maricela Rueda, Bradford Morris, and Zachary Evitz. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.